Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to be able to have the Word of God before us every single day. All throughout the day and even into the nighttime, I know for me, the Word of God has been such a comfort and guide to my life, and I desire to have that be the case for you as well. I pray the Lord puts a desire for His Word inside you the way that He did for me, and that what we gain out of this Bible study, every bit of the glory will go to God Almighty. He's our true teacher through His Holy Spirit, so that's why we go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. Pray with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, we just bless You and thank You again for the opportunity to study Your Word. We know we're going to learn something about You today, Lord, when we open our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears to receive from You, and so we ask You to help us to do that. Also, Lord, that You would guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth, as we know that is indeed Your will for us. We bless You. We give You thanks again for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Pilate Seeking to Release Jesus, and is taken from the book of John, chapter 19, and verse 12. The Apostle John wrote how Pilate told the Jewish people concerning Jesus, "Take you him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, "Who are you?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, "Speak you not unto me? Know you not that I have power to crucify you and have power to release you?" Jesus answered, "You could have no power at all against me except it were given you from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto you has the greater sin." And in chapter 19 and verse 12 of his book, John wrote, "From thereafter Pilate sought to release him," where we read, "And from thereafter Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, 'If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar.'" The verse reads, "And from thereafter Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying," John began with the words, "and from thereafter," which means, "and from that time forward," or in the future, Pilate, whose name means armed with a spear and was the sixth Roman procurator of Judah and Samaria, sought to release him, which means aimed to, craved, and desired to set Jesus free and at liberty. But the Jews cried out, or however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, the people of the Jewish nations shouted aloud, saying, which means uttering, declaring, and proclaiming the following words. John shared how Pilate desired to set Jesus free. However, the Jewish people shouted aloud the following phrase. The verse continues, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." John added the words, "If you let this man go, or whether and in case you, Pilate, permit this male human being to be set free, acquitted, and dismissed, you are not Caesar's friend," which means you, Pilate, do not exist as the associate or companion of Caesar, which means severed, and was the surname of Julius Caesar, which adopted by Octavius Augustus and his successors afterwards became a title and was appropriated by the Roman emperors as part of their title. "Whosoever or whatever person, whether male or female, makes himself a king," which means renders and declares his own self leader, ruler, commander, and prince, "speaks against Caesar, or gainsays, contradicts, and opposes Caesar." John shared how the Jewish people told Pilate if he set Jesus free, he was not the companion of Caesar, because anyone who declared himself to be the ruler and leader was in opposition to Caesar, who was the leader in Rome. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how the Jewish people increased their accusations not only against Jesus, but if Pilate set Jesus free, he also would be accused of being an enemy or foe to Caesar. Pilate previously had difficulties ruling in the Roman Empire and desired no further troubles from Caesar or the Roman government. In other words, it was decision time for Pilate. Would he choose to release Jesus, or cower to the power of the Roman rule. Each person must decide whether they will receive Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord, or allow the world and its influence to dictate their choice. God loves people, and He has given them an opportunity to receive or reject His Son Jesus. Those who are wise will understand the world and its influence should never prevent them from accepting Jesus as the ruler and Lord of their lives. Next time, John shares, "When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought forth Jesus, sat down in the judgment seat." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.